You're listening to SBS News.
A billboard lighting up Times Square in New York City reads, "Australia, net zero by 2300. Vocal government critic and Australian comedian Dan Illick is behind the climate change campaign, crowdsourcing $140,000 for the stunt.
Over the last 2 weeks, nearly 1,800 Australians have chipped in between $2 and $5,000 to see us put up billboards to shame the Australian government's climate inaction in the lead up to the UN climate talks in Glasgow.
The message was displayed on the biggest billboard in Times Square, nicknamed Godzilla for its size. Another billboard is planned for Glasgow in Scotland, a destination for which the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced he is now packing his bags.
Overnight, I confirmed my attendance at the Glasgow summit, which I'm looking forward to attending. It's an important event. The government will be finalising its position for me to take to that summit prior to my departure over the next fortnight. We are working through those issues with our cabinet and with our colleagues, and I look forward to those discussions concluding over the next couple of weeks.
Getting to this point has been arduous for the coalition, with negotiations between the Nationals and Liberals yet to be finalised. As the push to formally commit to net zero by 2050 inches closer, the Nationals party room will discuss the plan on Sunday. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says he wants the decision to consider miners and regional communities.
From my perspective, I want zero 2050, but I want to do it particularly from a state perspective like mine, where we can have certainty for those communities. And that's what the Nats are fighting for, and that's what the coalition has always fought for, and it's why we won those seats at the last election. So we'll get the balance right. I think that we can arrive at an agreement, and, you know, this will happen over the next few days.
But it appears irritation over the pace of world leaders is even getting to the British monarch. Queen Elizabeth's frustration was picked up on a hot mic, who hit out at world leaders of countries including China, Russia, and Australia. She said, "It's really irritating when they talk, but they don't do." Her comments echo those of Prince Charles, who was interviewed on the BBC this week.
"Yeah, but they just talk. And the problem is to get action on the ground, which is what I've been trying to do for the last 40 years. But I mean, why do you think I've done all this for all these years? Because I'm minded about, and always have done, the next generation. People will get fed up, and all these young feel nothing is ever happening. So of course they're going to get frustrated."
Shadow Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Chris Bowen, says the Prime Minister has delayed commitment to net zero emissions.
"Even Her Majesty the Queen is unimpressed with climate change denying politicians around the world. It takes a lot to annoy the Queen, but the Queen is not happy. The Queen is unimpressed. And Australians have every right to be unimpressed as well. And that's what really should be driving Scott Morrison."
In recent weeks, a number of senior British officials have publicly criticised the coalition's efforts to tackle climate change. And the perception that Australia is isolated on the world stage is clearly frustrating senior members of the Morrison government. UK newspaper The Telegraph reported that Australian government sources branded the British High Commissioner to Australia, Vicky Tradell, a sanctimonious bore. She was accused of haranguing Canberra on climate change for urging the coalition to set a more ambitious 2030 emissions reduction target. In an interview with SBS World News, Ms. Tradell described Australia's current target as insufficient.
"No movement would not be acceptable. We would find that disappointing. The global benchmark is that majority of people are going for somewhere between 40 to 50%. So ideally, that is what we would like to see."
At the time, Resources Minister Keith Pitt hit out at Ms. Tradell, telling her to focus on domestic issues instead of providing gratuitous advice. But a spokesperson for the High Commissioner says, "Australia is one of the UK's closest allies. We continue to build a strong partnership for the future, focused on a wide range of issues." The climate showdown in Glasgow could test even the closest of friendships. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.